Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Jay, how does this win feel, just seeing the full team effort and the gutty performance?
It's huge. I mean, I think you hit it on the head, the team effort offensively. I don't think we're going to like the film that much. We didn't play as well as we wanted to. Defensively, I mean, you gotta hand it to them. A heck of an effort on the defensive side. Vic caught a heck of a game, and those guys responded. So, we got to give them a lot of credit.
What strikes you the most about this defense and the turnaround in such a quick time since last year?
It's amazing. It's amazing, and a lot of new faces over there. You know, you look across that side, and not a lot of guys, from last year. And for them to gel that quickly, learn a new system, it speaks a lot of our coaches and how good of a job they're doing. And it speaks a lot of the players and what kind of character and what kind of players we have on that side.
Why were you guys so confident?
I think this has been a confident group all year long. I think once we started, playing some tight games, winning a few, we've been in a lot of games in the fourth quarter, and we've won some, we've lost some, but the theme is we've always been there. We've always had a shot. So this team hasn't really flinched from that moment on, and I think Coach Fox has been sending the message, and guys have been listening and believing in it.
Now, when things were tough in the first quarter and they struggled first, how hard was it, or was it easy to stick with the game plan and stay patient and just have confidence with it?
Yeah, I mean, we weren't that worried. I think they did a good job of mixing it up tonight, showing us some looks on a short week that were kind of hard to deal with. But Adam, the rest of the coaches, offensive line, we got enough of it figured out to move the ball a little bit.
The risk of asking an obvious question, how have you guys grown since the last time you left the state?
I don't even remember the last time we left the stadium, to be honest with you. So much has changed, so much is new, and really, really enjoy those guys in the locker room, the coaching staff. I mean, I think you look across that locker room, you see a lot of guys playing for each other, which is fun.
And from a personal standpoint, does it feel good to come up here and be?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, it's been a fun week, for me, a Sunday game, and then having a baby on a Monday, and then turning around and playing Thursday. So now I think everyone's looking forward to going home, spending some time with family.
Jay, the touchdown to Zach. How'd that come open
there for you? Oh, it's a play we've had up for a while. Al's on the left, and he's running the in cut, and then we got a bunch to the right, and we're just kind of waiting to see if Zach can squeeze across and make it through. And he got lost in the bunch and was able to squirt over there, and I could hold it long enough. So it's a good job by him of using his speed and getting across there as fast as he could.
With everything that was going on in your life this week, did anyone pick you up at all during the week in terms of
Dow does a great job, I think, in our room. I mean, he's the best I've had, and he does a really good job of keeping things light, but then also pressing whenever we need to press. And this week was one of those weeks where we didn't have a lot of time, so we had to kind of mash everything up. And, he's always talking about energy level and making sure when we step on the field and in the meeting rooms, our energy level's high. And really thankful to have him in my room.
You say about the production you got out of Mariani and a few huge
downs. Huge. He's one of those guys that kind of likes to act, does everything right. Asks him to do a lot of the grunt work. He blocks, he runs off, and for him to get some catches, some big third downs for us and move the chains, he's a fun guy to play with. He's a guy in the huddle that he's going to give you everything he's got. It's nice. I think that's a great point. We would have liked to close it out at one of those, 4-minute drives. Penalties, I think, hurt us a lot tonight. We were moving there with 4 or 5 minutes to go and got a hold and pushed us back even more after Mark's first down. So got to eliminate that stuff. But like you said, the way our defense is playing, it makes it easy for us.
What was the jolt you got after the first takeaway, and do you ever be able to take that short field and turn into six?
Yeah, we're trying to get better at that, better in the red zone, better off turnovers when we have short fields, being able to get 7 instead of 3, because, I mean, that's devastating to the other team whenever you can make a quick change like that, punch it in, get a quick 7. So offensively, we got to get better at doing that and converting those type of things.
I know you said you're a confident group, but can a breakthrough win like this have some sort of effect on the next couple of games?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know why not. We look at our schedule, and I think we like the remaining schedule. We go home next week. get kind of a mini bye this week. But it's a confident group in there. But I mean, at the same time, we haven't arrived. We're not anywhere we need to. We're close enough to where we need to be. And the guys understand that. They understand we still got a lot of work to do. And you know, we've got to try to keep better and better.